Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God from God's Word, and trusting you will stay tuned for a little while this morning while we bring to you the Scriptures. Appreciate every listener this morning. Thank you for taking time to listen, and especially to the shut-ins, those that's not able to get out and be in the house of God. I trust the program will be a real blessing to you today. You're on my heart. Even though I may not even know you, I know before I do the broadcast and seek the Lord in prayer and praying for those who may be listening. God knows who. I don't, but God does. And ask Him to speak through me and maybe help somebody along the way. Maybe discouraged, maybe despondent, down and out. May have a need in your life today. I trust that this will be the day the Lord will help you and touch you today. Good to be saved this morning. Good to be able to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And we invite you to church today, where we're members at, over here at Mountain View Baptist Church. Brother Kevin Norton, the pastor, he'll preach to you the Word of God. You come today, be in the services, have the Sunday school at 10, just a general auditorium Sunday school right now. And then 10:45 for the worship service, and back at 5 o'clock for the evening service. And then, of course, live streaming every service, but live streaming especially on Wednesday night, also at 7, live streaming on YouTube. And so you stay tuned, and you tune in. You pray that God would use the broadcast this morning for His glory and for His honor. We'd love to see you come to church this morning. Be in the house of God today, and He'll bless you if you'll seek out His place. David said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord." Boy, that's something to say, isn't it? Isn't it amazing that God would choose for us a place of meeting to worship Him on this earth? It's a blessing to my heart that God would just take time to take a few minutes with His children every service and bless them and let the Holy Spirit move and convict and bless and encourage and reveal the Word of God to His children. And my, what a blessing it is to have a God like that, that loves us so much. He takes time out every week. Well, it's just every day and every moment, but you know what I'm talking about. A church time. He chose to have a church. He sent His son to die for the church, and He gave Himself for the church, and he intercedes for the church. He said, it's His bride, and I tell you, it's a blessing to have a bridegroom like the Lord Jesus today. Good to be saved this morning. I trust that the program will be a blessing to your heart today. And don't forget, go to church this morning. Good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. God will bless you if you'll get in and be a part of it. Amen. Good to be saved this morning. All right, we're going to pray. Pray for your needs today. I know there's needs in every life and every heart that's listening. I don't know what they are, but God does. And I tell you, it'd be a good time and a good day and a good way to talk to God in prayer and seek His face. And let's pray for our nation today. Our nation needs God. Amen. Boy, if there's ever been a time when a nation needs to turn back to God, it's now. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And there's no healing of the land without forgiveness of sins. Amen. That's the initiative that God puts upon us. You've got to confess your wrongs and your sins, and then I'll answer you, and then I'll bless you. Amen. We want it, but we want it the other way around. We want the blessings and then just live the way we want to live. That's not the way it works from the God. Very emphatic in the Scriptures on what it takes folks to get right with Him. And a nation, I tell you, a nation today that's sinning against God like America is, the things that we're allowing to go on in our land, and I tell you, the murder of babies and all these things taking place and persecution of Christians. We're living in those days today. But I'm glad the Lord's coming. Amen. The Lord's coming. He's going to come back and get us one of these days. Hey, it may be today. maybe today. But let's pray for your needs this morning. God would help you. Fathers, we bow in your presence. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the Lord's Day, for Sunday, that you set aside on this day of the week, that we could celebrate the resurrection of your Son, the Lord Jesus, and worship him in spirit and in truth. And thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost, God, that you gave your church, and that today indwelling every believer that's been born again. There you're indwelling. Thank you for that, for his leadership, for his direction, for his blessings. And Lord, I pray you'd bless every need now in Radio Land today. There's many folks that's got needs this morning, and they're calling on you from their heart right now. I pray, God, you'd hear that cry this morning and to hear the prayers of your people. And then, Lord, if there's one listening this morning that's lost, oh, God, this would be the day they'll turn their heart to the Savior and say yes to Jesus before it's too late for them. Lord, today's a day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. That's what you said in your word. And I pray it open the hearts of the sinners to accept that and come in repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and be born by the Spirit of God and the family of God and be indwelt with the Spirit of God. Have your will and way. And all that you do, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you today. I tell you, it's good to know we have the Lord with us today. What a blessing it is. All right, you listen now as they sing.
Is there no doubt when the storm around you rains?
Amen. Aren't you glad those songs are true today? He always loves us, and He always will. And He don't disfavor upon His children. He loves each one of us. And I know when we do wrong, He corrects us, and He chastises us, and sometimes has to get real rough with us. But it's because He loves us, and I'm glad of the Lord love today. It's good to be saved this morning. And we're going to have one more today. Hope it'll be a blessing to you. And you listen as He sings. Amen. Well, I hope you enjoyed the singing today. Hope that was a blessing to you. We'll go back to Daniel chapter 1 this morning. I've been preaching to you the last couple of Sundays about Daniel here, one of my favorite men in the Bible. Praise God for Daniel. Amen. I don't know what I'd do with him in there to help me along the way. Daniel proved himself, and God blessed him, and I tell you, he stood for the Lord. He didn't wobble on the axle. He was there, and he was one that God could depend on. And certainly he blessed him. And I appreciate the Lord giving us this account. Daniel chapter 1. And we preached to you the last couple of Sundays on Daniel. Of course, his reality, what kept him going. What kept Daniel going. He was a lad of a boy. He was probably a teenager when he was taken into captivity with all the other young folks out of Israel and Judah. And so he was taken to captivity down to Babylon in a strange land without a family, without a church, without a priest or a pastor. He was there, to make it the best that he could. But one thing that I'm glad God's children are never worried about being alone. He's there with us. And that Jesus himself made the statement to the church, said, "Lo, I'm with you all the way, even to the end of the world." So we don't have to worry about being alone. Now you say, "Well, I'm lonely." Well, get on your knees, get in your prayer closet, and hook up with God. And pretty soon it'll be you'll be having fellowship with the Holy One. Amen. And so Daniel had the reality of a godly past. He experienced that. In verses 8, the Bible said there, Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile defile himself with a portion of the king's meat and nor with the wine which he drank. That'd be good advice for a lot of Baptists today. Stay away from the wine, amen, and the liquor and the beer. Stay away from it because it's not godly, amen. It's don't look on it when it's moving in the cup, when it's fermenting. Don't look on it then. Don't bother it because it's poison then. And so it'll affect your mind and your body and your family and your finances and everything about you. And so be good advice for us today. In reality, Daniel had a godly past. Amen. He had a separation. He separated himself. He wasn't afraid to not partake of the things around him. He looked around him. And there's a lot of things a young man could go after as a teenage boy, but he chose to stay with the Lord. And he certainly was blessed of God because of that. Then we see the reality of God's providence in his life. God put him in favor with the eunuch there in charge of the young men that came over. Put him in favor there, tender love with him. He thought of the world of Daniel, and there was an attachment there that God put in their lives that God used for his glory. God had a purpose. God knew where he was sending him to. He knew where he could send him, where this young man was, or older man, or whatever it was. That took charge of those people that came in. And so he had God's providence was in his life. Now God, amen, in verses 9, now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And so the providence of God was at work there in his life. And then we noticed the rarity of Daniel's challenge. We covered that last week, and Daniel had a challenge there. But it's a challenge. It's a rarity to see somebody challenge and them to just look and see what God can do. He had faith in his God. He had faith in his God. And so you say, well, what would he have done if he hadn't been fatter in flesh than he was before? Well, he simply said to the eunuch, he said, do with us as you will. But I tell you what I believe. I believe that he was saying to him, it don't matter what you see, we're not going to partake of that, do with us as you will. And so there was, of course, consequences of that. But it didn't happen that way, did it? Because God blessed him and God favored him and gave him a good countenance, and those young men had a favor with him, and God blessed them. And then we don't see the results of the challenge here in verses 14. The Bible said this morning, so he consented to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. He proved them 10 days. So we're going to see the results of the challenge. There's 10 days that they've got after God to prove himself to these young men and show them to be victorious in what their convictions were. The reason they were victorious in those convictions was because God gave them to them. They had already purposed in their heart that they wasn't going to defile themselves with a portion of the king's meat sacrificed to idols and brought in there, and the wine that they were just drinking, they weren't going to do that. And so you might say that Daniel and them were teetotalers. Amen. It would be good to have a whole passel of them in the land today, those that won't partake of the alcohol that's around them. But we're seeing so many doing that today and still going partaking in the house of God and claiming to be right with God. Oh, my friend, God sees that. But anyway, the results of the challenge is found here in verses 15. At the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. So there was the challenge. I mean, there was all those other folks were gathered around at the king's table, and they were eating the king's meat, and they were drinking the king's wine, and they were reveling in that. I don't know how many did not want to, but if they didn't want to, they didn't have to. They could have joined Daniel in the crowd there, and those young men that was there, they could have done done that, but they did not choose to do that. And so they began to partake of that. And that's what folks say today. Well, everybody's doing it. Well, everybody's doing it. Well, everybody's not doing it. God still got a Daniel somewhere. God still got three Hebrew children somewhere that will not partake of those things and will take a stand for the glory of God. And so there the challenge was given. And the results of it, the Bible said there's a result. Now, of course, 10 days passed by, and somebody might say, Daniel, why don't you come on? You're going to mess yourself up if you don't come on and partake. Oh, he said, no, sir, we can't do that because we got our God to consider, and that we're not going to do that. We got 10 days to show these vegetables and water, and we'll do what they need to do. And so they just ate God's food instead of the man's food. They ate God's food. And so, and no doubt they come around and said, well, we got this roast pig over here, and we've got all these good things to eat, and those lambs that were sacrificed to idols, and those things that were sacrificed, leftover meat, and all the choice cuts, and all these things. And Daniel said, no, sir, we're not going to partake of that. You may do that, but we're not going to do that. And so they made their challenge, and the results of it began to show up. And so the Bible said that at the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. They looked better than every one of them. Amen. And so somebody would say, of course, you've always got the crowd that says, well, you think you're better than we are. No, they were just obedient to their God. And they didn't do it for show. They did it because of their God that they served. Because God said, don't partake of that. And God said, don't drink that. And brother, that's what they did. They refused to do that. And so we find the results here. They were fairer and fatter in flesh than everybody else. They say, pass the turnip greens. Pass the pinto beans. Pass the potatoes, please. Amen. Pass me some more water down this way. Oh, yeah. And they just went, followed the Lord, and followed God's diet there in that place. And so the challenge was results began to show. The Bible said, thus Melzer took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them pulse. And you notice in that verse what happened there. They was eating those vegetables and beside of those things they were putting out their meat and their wine, and the temptation was there. And they were sitting there looking at those other things while they partook of what God was providing them. And boy, what they ate was so much better, and they prospered in that, and they were blessed in that. At the end of the time, they look better. I tell you, we'd look better today if we'd follow the Lord's diet and His commandments and the things that God tells us to do. When God says, come up among them and be a separate, saith the Lord, and I'll receive you. I'll be a father to you. And brother, if we do that today, it'd be a whole lot of folks looking a whole lot better if they just follow what God says in His precious word of the living God. Amen. And so much choice was given. God's gifts was given to them because of that. As for these, look at verse 17. As for these four children, my friend, God gave them what? What did God give them for their sacrifice? And God gave them knowledge, and God gave them a skill and learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding and all visions and dreams. Amen. Boy, that was a whole lot better than what the world had to give. And God gave them something they couldn't buy. Amen. God gave them wisdom. Amen. Amen. He gave them knowledge. Amen. The learning that they had, and the skill and all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had the understanding and all visions and dreams. Now you think about it just a moment. If Daniel had a failed God there, what would have happened over in the bank of Daniel later on when the visions came to the king and nobody could interpret them, and Daniel came in and interpreted those dreams? How much
church would not affect what God was doing if nobody was there to do that. But God had a person in place that he called out from the world and saved him by his grace and put him in a place where he could be blessed of God. Amen. And so there we find he had got knowledge and skill and wisdom and all learning and then the interpretation of dreams, and that God knew full well that he was going to show him concerning the people of God, Israel, and the last days and the end time, and that God had in mind to show his people, and it needed somebody to interpret those things and put those things in perspective, and that even in the land of Babylon, and they may have took the church out of the land of Israel. They may have taken the Israelites out and put them in the land of Babylon, but they didn't take God out of it. And Brother, God had his will accomplished there in that place, and God took a stand against them, and they stood with God, and God blessed them. Amen. And so you see here what's happening here in Daniel's life. And the Bible said, at the end of 10 days, that the king had said that he should bring them in. Then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with him, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in his realm. And what was the consequences of Daniel's stand for God? And then the verse 18 sort of caps it all. Verse 21, and Daniel continued. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus, all the way through his life. He started out as a teenager, and as a gray-haired man, he stood with God even to the year of King Cyrus. And the results of his faith, the results of his stand, the results of his love for God, and brother was blessed by God. Dreams were revealed, and the scriptures was opened, and my friend, the things were shown unto the people of God, what God was going to do with them and through them in the last days. And we've got the same words today in the book of Daniel, because somebody had enough guts to stand for God and for the glory of God and take a stand against the world that's around them. We given over to everything in the world today. The church is giving in. The church is giving over. Christians are failing to have to live for God. Preachers are giving in and giving over to the things of this world and succumb to the sins of this world. I'm telling you, brother, if we want the blessings of God, we're going to have to take a stand against the things of this world and for the glory of God. Amen. Well, I tell you, it's good to be saved today. Run out of time. May God bless you. Until next Sunday at this same time. Amen.